Matty Smith off the mark for Derry City, opening goal in the fourth minute. You must be delighted.
Absolutely buzzing to get a goal and an assist as well. Obviously it is a wee bit of an upset that is against Barts. Obviously I played with them last season, that is, it was a good season I had last year. Loved it here. But nah, brilliant to get off the mark now, and hopefully a lot more to come.
Didn't stop you celebrating there. You got the opener and set Derry on their way. And
no, I think I got a wee bit of a stick from the home fans there. So a wee bit of a celebration was, I think, needed. Absolutely delighted.
Oh, talk us through it. You see the collected in the box and curled it under the far bottom corner. What was your initial thoughts?
No, I think we worked that in training with Brando. I think obviously he does very well there, slide it into me. Obviously in my head I'm just thinking touch and hit. And obviously outside my right foot's went in the bottom corner, absolutely delighted.
Well, it set Derry City on their way for an absolutely stunning performance, and most commentators are saying it's the performance of the season. And you know, that opening goal settled Derry as the away team and absolutely annihilated St Pat's here tonight.
Yeah, look, we were just looking to kick on from UCD. Obviously that was a big result, obviously another big result tonight. That Sligo drama thing, Shams there, so that's brilliant obviously for us points wise. But we'll keep the head. We've got another big game on Friday and then Pats again in 10 days, so.
But it's easy at 3-0 up at half time to drop off in the second half. It wasn't done last week at UCD, and it certainly wasn't done here tonight. I mean, it's the message to keep a clean sheet and kick on. But so many great performances throughout the field tonight.
Yeah, I think that shows the standard that we've got in the team here. From Cam Dumigan all the way back to Brian in the goal, like, I think it is class. Like, you know, obviously Jamie with the goals as well, another two tonight for him. And that's brilliant.
Yeah, he went a calendar month without scoring, and then 5-2 games. It's a great return for any type of striker. But when Derry City are playing the way they have done the last few games, even the second half against Drogheda, there's goals on them.
Yeah, of course. Now obviously you can never count us out. Like, I think that's correct. Obviously to fitness, that we've had a tough pre-season, and obviously we're still going. But that's the thing the gaffer said to us. He came in at half time and he says, don't take the foot off the throttle there, go for the throat. So like, I think that's exactly what we've done.
Well, let's talk about your playing colleagues. Let's talk about the mesmerising Will Patchen and the absolutely scintillating, performance wise, from Cameron Dumigan. Patrick Magalini, Jamie, and yourself. I mean, the attacking players for Derry are top quality.
Yeah, look, that's what we plan to do as well. Is obviously your fans are coming down here 3.5 hours, 4 hours. We want to excite them, and you can see that in the players that we've got. The standard is pretty unbelievable. So it's good for me as well. Hopefully, I get more goals from them as well. To have them behind us supplying that.
And when you look at the back line, you know, Shane McElhinney's come on, hasn't put a foot wrong. Owen Toole, captain, and Brian Maher, you know, it was evident tonight that goal wasn't going to be conceded. They were doing their damnedest not to concede.
Yeah, of course, no, professional performance from obviously the back four or five, especially Brian and Goal. I think he's been brilliant since he's come in here too. That's another hats off, another clean sheet coming at half time. He said no goals as well. That's what they've done.
Well, this was a first against third. It certainly didn't look, and it certainly looked like Derry City were the top team, but St Pat's just weren't at it because Derry just didn't allow them to play.
Yeah, I think that's hats off to our pressing that we've done there. I think our work rate and all that as well. It's not just obviously on the ball, you can see that we've got the talent. I think it's that work rate that we've got as well for each other. We'll fight for each other as well, and I think you've seen that today.
Well, the emphatic 4-0-1 puts Derry 3 points clear with the results at the showgrounds being one each with St Pat's. Maybe not out of pressure, but it's the definite message there from Derry. We're top of the league. We've won 4-0 away against the third place team. We're sending out a message here.
Yeah, I still think there's calm heads in there still as well. It's still very early in the season. A lot of tough games to come up in the next couple of days as well. So we'll look forward to them and hopefully keep going.